from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta. The Parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
Okay, finally time for the news with Courtney. Hello.
Hello, good morning. A state of emergency has been declared in Connecticut because of flash flooding. 2 people have died and hundreds have been evacuated. Both of the deceased were from Oxford, Connecticut, a town about 15 miles northwest of New Haven. Nearby airports have also felt the effects. More than 700 flights were canceled at 3 major airports near New York City on Sunday. Jeez. As thunderstorms hit the area Sunday night.
That's terrifying.
Terrifying.
So the flash floods come and then you're trapped in your vehicle?
Car.
Or it was in, oh, both were in the
well,
car?
Well, no. So one got out of her car and tried to hold on to a nearby sign, got swept away. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
really
thoughts,
scary.
Thoughts and prayers, Connecticut.
Yes.
I'm really sorry. And I just want to, just before we continue with the news, I would like to create a new show rule that all guests must say hi to Courtney before we ask a question.
What happened?
Mayor of Everett. I mean, I don't know if you noticed. I became very quiet because he said, good morning, gentlemen. And I'm not a gentleman. So. You know, he's talking to you guys, not me.
I understand. No? I mean, maybe.
Like, guy, I'm fine with guys.
Guys is
what's up,
probably,
guys?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Fine with that. Never,
okay.
Yeah, but once you go gentleman,
yes, right.
It's
yes.
Very pointed.
Well,
Curtis had a good idea, though. Moving forward, I should say goodbye.
Yeah.
I should be the one to say goodbye.
Yep, that'll do it.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy weather was also happening off the coast of Sicily. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but it's nuts. A waterspout tornado hit the coast in recent days, already claiming the life of one, but it hit a British super yacht, sinking it, leaving first responders searching for 6 passengers, including the owner, Mike Lynch. And I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, but meteorologists are saying that fair weather waterspouts come from open water. They develop at the surface of the water and climb skyward in association with warm water temps.
Well, that's terrifying also. So these people were on a super yacht.
Super
like
yacht.
Like a sailing yacht.
Yeah, there were seven of them. The person deceased was a crew member.
And it just came in the morning when they
came
were
came out of nowhere,
and
yep. And they believe, unfortunately, that all six are trapped on the super yacht.
Oh, my God.
That is terrifying.
That's awful.
But you look at that on Twitch.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That wouldn't have happened if we all had electric cars. I'll just say it.
And a Boston Duck Tour crew rescued a boy and his father who fell into the Charles River yesterday morning. All really uplifting stories. Jeez.
This is amazing, though.
This is crazy.
How did the, it was a, so, like a two-year-old?
Two-year-old boy. Jesus. He slipped through the railing, like squeezed himself through the railing at the Royal Sonesta Hotel in Cambridge, fell into the water below. Mm-hmm. The dad jumped in after him. People called 911, but a duck boat came by before first responders, and they were able to save them.
Okay.
They pulled them from the water, and both are okay. Oh. We can hear from duck boat operator and captain Michael Rosario on BZ.
I have two daughters. And I just thought about it, if it was my child and I was stuck in there, I would be so happy that somebody came and rescued me and this stuff. And like I said, the adrenaline was kicking at first, so I didn't really realize what had gone, you know, had happened. Once it settled down, it was like a sense of joy, you know, and just like, man, this person is able to bring their child and they're safe.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
How lucky that the duck boat was in the area
right
then.
Right. Because they would have been just holding on to the side, waiting for somebody to come get them.
That's
right.
Unbelievable.
That's why when you have little kids, and it's happened to all of us, you turn your head for 1 second, you go back, and you're like, oh, damn. Where'd my kid go?
It's terrifying. I've just entered the time where it's like, he is fast.
Yep.
He just bolts. The other day, he just bolted in front of my place. There's an intersection right in the corner.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
We all lose them at one point in time. Oh, I remember losing them in the mall. Look one way, come back, gone. And then they go in the clothes.
Yeah,
and yeah, like you're ripping and running, and then they think you're playing hide and seek.
What were you doing at the mall? Just doing some shopping.
Yeah, we were just out we were out at the mall, and then when you have multiple kids and you go over here, and like when they get to that 2 and 3 years old age, they're like so. Not like physically quick, but disappearing quick.
They have
you stop to get yourself a slice at Zabarro, and all of a sudden the kids are
that's
gone.
That's it.
New York slice. I will say this. It's the worst combination of newfound ability and no fear.
Yeah.
They just don't have any fear of anything.
And that's why I was always a big proponent of the baby leash.
I know. I'm not there yet.
No.
I think it's really good for like preschools. When you see the preschools in the area and they're taking the kids out to like different parks and they all have the leash on.
They have like 12 kids on a leash.
Yeah.
You think that's a good thing?
Well, they're all connected.
It's got them.
Well, at James's Montessori, they all hold on to a Chanel bag.
So I might as well share this. So Bullet and I, Bullet, Lindsay's dog, we go on our old man dog walk, 4:20 a.m.
Well, you got Wiggy's attention.
Yeah, you got my attention.
get this morning, 4:20, get up, take Bullet out, get in the elevator at Echelon. And what do you think Bullet does immediately upon getting in the elevator?
Drops a deuce?
Massive one.
Oh.
And, disgusting. You know, I know people are eating breakfast, but, several different forms.
Oh. So he wasn't feeling well.
Okay, neither was I afterwards.
Right.
So then
douche move.
I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Because I've got the dog and I've got the elevator. Mm-hmm. So I go back up and get Bullet back into the place, and then I want to go clean the elevator up.
Uh-huh.
I can't get the right elevator. There's four elevators.
Oh.
I can't get the right elevator to come to the floor.
That's such a douche move.
You didn't use the puppy, the dog bag to pick up?
Eventually. And
but we should have done that immediately to get some of it.
No, because I had to get him away from the scene immediately it was going to be a problem.
This is not good for his mayoral run.
Don't let anybody know that happened or he's out when it comes to being the dog mayor of the Seaport.
You would have should have called DMs and been like, all right, I'm on this elevator. Get here quick. Bring the cleaning products.
Well, DMs is asleep.
Oh, guess what? You got to get up.
She eventually did get up and came and helped me, but I mean, like
little tip for you moving forward.
What's that?
Living in the city.
No food. Don't feed her.
No, living in the city in a building like that and having a dog, carry him.
What?
Carry him on the elevator. Because then he won't poop.
What do you mean he won't?
Hold him.
When you have to go, you have to go.
No, but if you were holding him, that like when Harry was a puppy, we used to hold him going in the elevator.
Okay, he's not a puppy. He's a year and a half.
Yeah, but you could still hold a year and a half dog because he's not a big dog.
I might hurt my back.
You hold him till you get off the elevator, then because he's not going to, he won't use the bathroom when you're holding him. Okay. But once you put him down and he gets into that, you know, that dog stage where he's squatting.
Harry hasn't had an accident inside in quite some time.
That's very good trained right there. That's a trained dog.
And this week, could we not say put him down and dog in the same sentence for the love of God? Yes. No, Greg, I don't understand this story. So did Bullet? So is Bullet just fighting a tummy issue?
Must be.
I don't know why. The dog is very well trained. He literally, as soon as we got on the elevator, and I'm like, no! No, 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 not here, no. And he
didn't stop. There has to be some video inside that elevator. If anybody is listening that could get that for us.
I could really use it.
I will pay.
And it was solid, right?
No. One part of it, yes.
Yeah, so maybe what happened was, I don't know what time he took him out last night, but maybe he'd been holding it all night long.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That seems like a bellyache. Yeah.
No, because if it was, it wouldn't have been solid.
Well, he said some of it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get too graphic. Yeah. But
that's why I say just carry the dog on the elevator just in case. And then as soon as you get down, then you can.
Several text messages asking if I used Windex to clean the elevator carpet. And yes, I did.
Oh.
Yes, I did, disgusting. Courtney.
No. No, no, no.
Question is,
dog cleaner.
The only way this has a happy ending is if the douche from the lounge chair pool enters that elevator today.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Imagine the person.
You're talking about the lounge chair hogger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you inform the front desk?
Yeah. Because I couldn't get it all up off the rug.
There's a rug on the elevator?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's messed up.
And so I kept going down there. The guy who works in the morning I don't know where he was. So I kept going back down. I'm like, you gotta shut that elevator down. We have a massive
issue,
ecological disaster that has occurred. Yeah. You have got to shut that thing down.
This is my new neighbor, E. coli.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's tough.
I think it's going to be a real problem for me later.
Be ready for the bill in the mail for the replacement rug.
You think so?
Yeah. And who has a rug in the elevator?
Douches at Echelon.
Everybody has rugs in the elevator.
No, I don't think I've ever seen a rug in an elevator.
The second I made my first million, I said I'm never going on an elevator without a rug.
At least if it's just like the regular, you know, not hardwood, but, you know, regular metal floor, it's easy to clean up.
This is going
to
be the first adversity a whole generation of people face in that building.
Wow.
All right. Anyway,
oof.
Poor thing.
Yeah. I hope he's feeling better.
I hope he is. Too.
I feel bad for the person who went in the elevator while Greg was looking for cleaning products.
I don't know if anybody did or not.
That panic mode must have been just...
You must have been kvetching.
Yeah.
And when I finally got the right elevator, it did not smell.
Oh.
That thing's going to linger, too.
Courtney, I have a question.
Yes.
Who dug themselves a bigger hole recently? Jackson, when introducing the fight between his fiance and her mom regarding the birthday, or Greg about Bullet's poop in the elevator?
Well, one is up for election, and so I would say Bullet. But, I mean, Jackson has to live with his mother-in-law forever and grandmother-in-law. So
Greg has to move out of that building ASAP.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm going to have to go? Everybody's going to be pointing at me and going, that's the guy.
Bullet's going to be embarrassed.
No, I don't think Bullet. No. The dog doesn't
care. Dogs don't get embarrassed.
Bullets, they don't care. All right. So we will continue with the news coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first game against the Astros, a walk-off homer from Yainer Diaz for Houston's 5-4 win. Tanner Houck went six innings, giving up two runs on eight hits while striking out eight. Alex Cora talked about the standings and where the Sox are as of today, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I look at the standing all the time. I look at the scoreboard all the time. You know, I know Kansas City won, so, you know, I watch. You know, I'm a baseball fan. I know where we at, but I'm pretty confident where we at right now pitching-wise. That's what I think. If we continue to do that, we're going to be okay.
I mean, listen, Wiggy is sometimes overly aggressive when declaring a must-win for the New England Patriots. But this series is a must. It's a must take at this point.
Well, they're 4.5 back that last wild card spot. I just told you. I think it's they'll still be in the mix unless they go on.
Define you're in the mix for the last wild card. That's nothing to me.
That's what I'm saying. That's why my expectations are like whatever at this point. Unless they go
and also 4.5 games out of the last wild card. And you're up against the lowly, the formerly lowly Royals. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not in the mix. Like, that's being dangerously close to being done.
Right. If they got Houston, they got to finish with Houston. And then I believe the next series is Arizona. And Arizona's a good baseball team.
But then they have two.
But it doesn't matter. By that time, they might be seven and a half games, eight games out of that third wild card spot. And then forget about it. It's a wrap.
Well, hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one in Houston tonight. First pitch, 8:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, pick up Value Pack Purdue Roasted or Signature Farms Chicken Drumsticks. Thighs or leg quarters, bone
thighs
in.
All day. Love the thighs.
See, I'm not really a thigh guy.
Oh, thigh girl.
Well
yeah. But.
Oh, well, you just did to yourself what the mayor of Everett did that enraged you earlier. You called
not
yourself
really.
A guy.
Yeah, you called yourself a guy.
You called yourself a
guy.
Well,
that's just like a saying.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard.
Maybe good morning. Maybe good morning in Everett. Maybe good morning, gentlemen, is a saying.
I doubt it.
Morning, Greg. Good morning, Wiggy. Good morning, gentlemen.
I've never said I'm a thigh girl.
Because that's not the saying. It's you say whatever you're talking about, guy.
Right. And it rhymes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, no.
Where's that popular?
Yeah, with the youngins.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so, Courtney. You're reaching on this one.
We said it at BC.
So for an amazing 87 cents a pound, you can use the digital coupon that's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And by the way, I'm just doing it shamelessly because I took this picture yesterday. It was really handsome. This is my guy. You can see him on the Twitch. I mean, he is just this handsome young man. That was yesterday.
There you go.
61
he looks
degrees.
Like your dad.
He does.
Yeah. Wow, that's true.
He does.
Isn't it time for him to get out of the stroller? And
no, that's a wagon.
And face life. Like, he should be walking on his own at this point.
Yeah, why don't you worry about your dog pooping on an elevator floor?
Thank you, Cleo and Twitch. I said, saying good morning, guys. Fine with.
You're okay with that?
Yep.
Okay.
So all there right. you go.
61 degrees. Cloudy skies, rain a little bit, then it's going to stop by 11, and we're going to have a 72 afternoon high.
Okay, rest of the news coming up, right, brah?
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Wiggy. Good morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Gentlemen.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
For me to judge, because you are the man on the come up, but you're gonna play an Aerosmith rejoin and you don't play Love in an Elevator based on the topic of discussion that we just had on the program.
You know, it's funny, Jack, that you said that, because I didn't think about it until the last like 15 seconds and I started typing in Love, but I didn't want to disappoint you.
Can we be honest, Jackson? You showed everybody the photo of yourself looking like a girl. Why do you not play that? That's why you played it.
Honest to God, I was playing on the mayor of Everett not saying hi to the lady, and I was trying. And that's what I was going for there. Right. Not. I swear to God, a brilliant move, Curtis. I would have done that if I thought. I would have admitted it if I thought of it.
Speaking of that, it appears that Mayor DeMaria of Everett, properly chastised by Courtney, is back on
the
phone.
Well, really, Curtis, but
back on the phone this morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, guy. Hi, Courtney. I'm sorry.
That's
I did not
okay.
say hi to you.
That's okay.
I do apologize. I apologize. Sorry.
That's okay. No hard feelings.
Mm-hmm. Any kind is there any kind of an honor that could be bestowed
the key to the
upon
city?
Her?
Yeah, the key to the city. I'll take
maybe a key to the city or. Anything like that?
Free sandwiches at a Frank and Nick's or something like that? I mean, Courtney, you better jump on it.
Well, I like the flying pig. I was going to bring that up, but once, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yes, key to the city, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Maybe we can get Courtney to come to Girls' Day next year and do something nice for all the girls in the city of Everett. Would that be something you want to do, Courtney? We do
Girls' Day
in Everett?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get you to come to Girls' Day?
Yeah.
We have police and fire and all professionals throughout the state, all women professionals that talk to all young girls in the city of Everett about just different opportunities in the city. We'd love to have you maybe MC the event.
Okay.
That'd be something that you'd be willing to do.
Is that okay, Courtney?
Yeah, I'd love to see the date.
Okay.
You know?
We could invite the Mr. Mayor. I see you at the special Lemoncello's Christmas brunch. Maybe we could invite Courtney to that.
You know, that's not my purview. You know, that's in Boston. We may have to get some other, the other mayor to, you know, weigh in on that one, or even Mauricio himself.
Yes. All right. We'll ask Mauricio. All right. Well, very good.
All right.
Oh, is that the brunch that you post about? That's like,
yeah,
pretty.
It's an excellent affair.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
It's a great event.
Yeah.
Well,
except it's in Boston.
I'm glad we cleared that up, Courtney. Mm-hmm.
Feel better?
You are.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm no feelings were hurt here. Uh-huh. I just shut down. If I'm not being addressed, you know, I know my place.
Men and women. Men and women, very important to this show.
Very important.
Very important to this show. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to just go by ratings, last weekly, number one, men and women.
What? Wait a minute.
Adults, 25-54.
How have you gone the whole morning without bringing this up?
Well, you know, I just have been turning over a new leaf. I've been trying to be humble.
So the weekly ratings come out.
Yep.
And the show was number one with men and women?
Yep. 25 to 54.
Between the ages of 25 and 54, extraordinary work, everybody.
Good job.
Yep.
Wow.
What up, adults?
That's
no doubt.
What up, adults?
All adults.
Yeah. We like women and men.
Yeah. Whatever. We invite all the pronouns.
Yes, we do.
To the party.
All right, let's get back to the rest of the news, please.
All right. Well, I've already seen some people saying Curtis and Courtney are not going to even talk about this situation. And, you know, patience is a virtue because former NFL player and BC football player Gosder Shirellis pled not guilty at his arraignment yesterday for interfering with an operation of an aircraft, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest after he was accused of hitting one passenger and urinating on another on a Delta flight from Boston to Dublin.
Was it in an elevator?
No.
Okay, it was
on the actual airplane.
He actually peed on the person in the plane.
Yes.
Wow. Huh.
Emptied his bladder is the way that they put it. He was released on $2,500 bail. He released an apology saying, "I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, and it did not take off until after 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew."
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't fly.
I do love a sleeping pill on a flight. Never hit me like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
It has never hit me like that. Yeah.
Well, I wonder, was he like maybe did the sleeping pill and drinking?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was a mix, cocktail of sorts. We can hear from the victim, 78-year-old Connie Bush.
The poor woman was 78?
I'm not sure if it's a man or woman. Connie Bush makes me, you know, could go either way. But 78 years old on Boston 25.
He started urinating on me, but he emptied his bladder on me. That was my sense, that he you know, could not relate to what he was doing at all in terms of, you know, where he was, it was like he was urinating in a bathroom. I did not feel threatened by this man violently. Just that it was nasty.
So is he like standing behind her waiting in line and he just can't wait no longer?
It was like row three. It wasn't even the front of the plane.
So he didn't even get up?
No.
Completely missed the Gatorade bottle.
Afterwards, he said, "Sleeping pills. They's hitting.
They's hitting."
The excuses are just wild.
Yeah.
I was dreaming. I was peeing in my dream.
Well, I mean, that's clearly what happened. And then he stole someone's seat after and then passed out in that person's seat. Yeah. Like, it seemed like an actual disaster.
Yeah.
Disaster in the skies.
Man,
Boston College might need
some help.
Yeah. An irrational fear this morning when a woman at a restaurant in China was attempting to dunk her live shrimp in a pot to eat it when the shrimp fought back. I believe Mitch has the video of this for those watching on Twitch and on YouTube.
Remind me never to eat live shrimp.
Yeah.
Live giant shrimp.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So she's eating that.
Oh, my Lord. It attacks her arm.
Yes. And this shrimp has something called raptorial forearms, and they use it as spears to kill their prey.
Wow.
So this shrimp used the spear to stab this woman in the arm repeatedly.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the shrimp doesn't want to die.
No.
Right.
Nope.
Would you?
No. Right.
Would you want to be eaten?
No.
Well, I wouldn't go to a restaurant where they're actually giving me live food and saying, "Go ahead, you throw it on the little pot yourself."
Fresh.
No way.
I mean, is that a delicacy? Has anybody in the audience ever consumed a live shrimp?
No.
I feel like you eat something live and it's wriggling down as it goes down your throat.
No. She was putting it in the pot. She was going to kill it in the pot before putting it in her mouth. They say that the inside of this particular shrimp tastes a lot like a buttery lobster. Oh. And it's a delicacy. But she was putting it into that steaming pot below. Right.
So it's one of those restaurants where they're like, "All right, we bring you the food, you make it yourself," type deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get.
Jeez.
Really something.
Revenge of the shrimp.
Yep. Yeah. She's lucky that thing ain't poisonous.
Did she go on to eat it?
No, she's in a lot of pain. It took a person working at the restaurant to take the shrimp off of her. But
well, now she knows how the shrimp feels.
Right.
I would have violently consumed the thing afterwards.
Damn right. Payback's a mofo.
Yeah.
Throw that thing in there. Heat it up.
What kind of sauce do you put on the live shrimp?
I've read about this shrimp in particular, you don't need any. It's like a buttery, delicious flavor. Yeah.
I thought it was cocktail sauce when you ate shrimp.
Well, yes, usually, yep.
I don't like cocktail sauce. I don't like cocktail
sauce. With, like, horseradish?
No.
Oh.
No. People put them on oysters, and it's a waste of a good oyster.
You just raw dog oysters?
No, I don't raw dog. I go mignonette.
What the hell is that?
Huh?
Mignonette.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a like a vinegary wine sauce for oysters.
It comes with an attitude.
I'm sorry, you just expose yourself to be a real rube if you don't like mignonette. No offense, Curtis.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem. All right.
A lady on TikTok is upset about a sexual shirt being sold at Zara. The shirt is for girls because they do have like a younger section.
Zara. What is that? Is that a retailer? A online?
They have an online store, but there's one on Newberry Street, one at the Natick Collection.
Okay, is it aimed at like
they have men's, women's, and then they have kids.
But is it so it's aimed at kids?
This shirt in particular was part of their children's section.
Okay,
right. And it had a strawberry on it, and if you're watching on Twitch, you can see it. It says "Take a Bite."
Okay, right.
Zara has since pulled this shirt.
Okay.
But says that it had nothing sexual towards the child. It was just talking about the strawberry.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't really get where's it sexual.
Does that seem like a sexual thing to you?
No.
What's
the sexual part of it?
If your daughter, like your 5-year-old daughter, is wearing a shirt that says "Take a Bite," I mean, I don't know. I just wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, it says the perfect summer snack on it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I always feel like the people who complain about these things are the ones who are the weirdos.
Right. It's not like this is...
Like, if you're looking at that shirt and you see something sexual, aren't you the one... Isn't the issue you?
You're right. It's not like it's a giant eggplant that says, "Take a bite."
Yeah.
Greg, are you new to this? Everything in our society is based upon the feelings of less than 1% of the total population.
Yeah.
But it must have gotten pretty bad enough for Zara to pull the shirt.
Yeah,
of course. You know how that goes.
Zara does that.
They don't want to get canceled because I don't think strawberry has any correlation to the women's region.
I don't know.
Well, no, because an eggplant.
It's strictly the peach. It would have been really bothered if it was a cherry or a peach.
Yeah. Right, but like you think like, you know.
Leave strawberries alone.
Yes.
I'm far more offended by the way Greg described the mignonette.
If it was like watermelon, we'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We can hear part of the woman's TikTok.
I am not one to be overly sensitive about clothing, but I was in Zara the other day and this was in the girls section. I'm so shocked. "Take a Bite." Is it just me, or is this just not okay? I would never have my girls in this t-shirt. I mean, is it just me, or is this just plain wrong in plain sight?
It's just you, lady.
What the most...
That's exactly what it is.
From my time in the UK, I don't talk about it much.
Uh-huh.
The most popular shirt was French Connection UK. FC... UK.
Yeah.
Everybody had one because of what it looked like. Now we see a strawberry and we think it's sexual.
I remember I bought a shirt from, I believe, Aeropostale when I was younger, and it said tease on it, and my parents made me return it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It had a lot of words on it, but the tease struck my dad in a way that he did not like, so he had me return it. I was very embarrassed.
That was when you were 30.
No.
He's like, also, please stop using my credit card. You're married. Okay.
I do not have my parents' credit card. Never have.
I never have. Okay.
Swear. Never been given it.
All right. What's next?
We go to Florida for the last story.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A 21-year-old woman, Nakia Davis, was arrested for assault after she attacked her sister. What she used to attack her sister? Raviolis.
Mm. Oh, that's a waste.
Out of the pan?
Out of the pan.
Or were they... Okay, so they weren't frozen.
Nope.
Because the frozen ravioli would probably hurt.
Yeah, they could do some damage. Yeah. The sisters were arguing because Davis's sister brought home some food but wasn't sharing. So Davis picked up the tray of raviolis and started throwing them at her.
Okay.
The police by one? Well, I believe the whole tray went.
Oh, okay.
Right. The police were called, and when they showed up, they say that the sister still had sauce on her. So.
Emergency top five raviolis.
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, I number one for me is mushroom. I love a good mushroom.
Ooh, really? Mushroom ravioli is good.
Oh, I didn't think the spinach ones. I don't like the spinach ones.
Neither. It's too much ricotta.
I like sweet potato.
Your standard ricotta.
What? Sweet potato? Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato raviolis are in the fall. Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Yeah. And Trader Joe's sells like frozen ones that are really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like I haven't had ravioli in forever.
I just got like the regular old, like, but whatever's in there, the ricotta and the
The ricotta, and I'm Parmesan. Curtis. I like the mushroom raviolis.
I like goat cheese, too.
What kind of sauce do you want on the mushroom rav? Like a regular gravy, or do you want
a creamy mushroom sauce.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Stop. How has nobody mentioned the lobster ravioli?
Delicious.
By far, probably number one on the list.
Yeah, I would say. But, you know, for the
you
seafood,
probably don't eat them.
My wife loves them, though.
Yes.
Reno's got the
Reno's
best
has the best.
Yeah. I think a
made
short
right
rib-
there in the kitchen at Reno's in East Boston. Yeah. The best.
I think short rib ravioli underrated.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with a short rib. I mean, they're just tender.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You know who's here doing a commercial? We should get him on the show.
All right. I mean, I know who's here.
You played with him, I think.
Yes, I did.
One of your former teammates.
Oh, yeah.
We keep doing this with former teammates of Wiggy's who show up here.
He's got the inside connect when it comes to TB12.
Well, he is in the inner circle.
He is in that inner circle. He is in the circle of trust.
Should we get him on the...
I can't see.
Huh? He's right there.
I know. The thing's blocked.
Oh, you can...
He is definitely
You know who that is?
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
No.
He is in that circle.
We should see if we can get him on the show.
Huh?
It looks like he's recording a commercial right now.
There you go.
He and I go way back, that guy.
Humble brag.
A little humble brag there. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'd be interested. Right. We go way back, too.
you probably go farther back. Well, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, you probably go farther back.
Oh, this is going to be a D-measuring contest between the two of you.
All right. Well, just look at the nose. Did you see that from science?
No.
Wasn't in your news today.
The bigger the nose, the bigger the...
Science has determined it's no longer the size of your hands.
All right.
Thank you. Or the size of your feet.
Okay.
In which one could indicate what the size of your manhood might be. It is now the nose.
So I did not know that.
If one has a tiny nose like Curtis, then you may surmise that he's not packing a lot of punch down
there.
Yeah,
I got a small nose.
It's been a while since you did my dong talk, so I'm very happy it's back.
But those of us who have giant noses.
You don't have a giant nose, though.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'm like Curtis. You still have small hands.
We have a small. I'm like Curtis. We have a normal size nose. You don't have a giant.
It's like an iceberg. The rest is, down below.
Don't get a lot of complaints, I'll tell you that much.
What?
All right, we got to take a break. Take a break, but we'll be right back.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh, no, they're about to... Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Make a habit of it.
The Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Original. WEEI.
Light me up that cigarette and I'll strap shoes on my feet.
cat dragged in, as the saying goes. Straight out of Southern California. Here, apparently, to record a commercial or two, it is the great Lonnie Paxton. Lonnie, hello.
Let's go.
Thanks for having me. How long has it been since you've seen Wiggy? It's probably been, when was the last time you and I saw each other?
Tom's event.
Yeah. Man, that was good for the soul, man. Yeah. We went back and there was like 100 and something guys there and families. Yeah.
It was so nice. You got invited to everything.
I'm America's guest sometimes.
You know, some people didn't get invited to the good stuff.
And it's that West Coast circle, man. Brady circles West Coast, and then he'll sprinkle Gronk in.
Yeah.
Gronk's also kind of bi-coastal too. So.
Yeah, but he's more of, you know, Jules is a West Coast guy. Yeah. Lonnie's a West Coast guy. So okay. You know.
He's a good time.
Yeah. That's how you explain that.
Well, he's in the inner circle. I'm on the outside looking in, but believe me, it's a beautiful circle to be in if you can get in there.
So, in case you don't know, I don't know why you wouldn't, arguably the greatest long snapper in the history of the NFL, Lonnie Paxton. I don't know who else is in the running.
Well, I mean, you know, difference between the worst long snapper and the best long snapper could be with just one play, so I'll take the best for right now.
The man credited for the invention of the snow angel as an NFL celebration.
I'll take that.
And what are you doing now? What are you doing?
Man, so when I got done playing, I worked at GoPro. I was leading their global sports entertainment and traveling the world, had athletes and money to do things, and then they cut everyone in 2020. So since then, I've been business developing, helping some companies raise money, helping some charities. I got a film project coming out about the comeback from brain injuries. And I spend a lot of time in Boston doing media projects or charitable work. So I love coming back here. I married a girl from here, so it's one of those things you just, there's family out here.
Right.
Yeah.
Was she a cheerleader as well?
She was.
I always remember that.
Wow, you and Bill both dating cheerleaders.
I mean, you know, I think I started the trend, you know, and then it went to Gronk, and then, you know, it just graduated.
Yeah. Cheerleaders are the best.
I thought that was against the rules.
She got clipped, but, you know, it worked out.
It worked out in the end for her.
Yeah.
How long were you able to keep it a secret for?
See, that's the thing. I think she got snitched on, you know?
One of the jealous ones.
Yes, I think it was a snitch job. You know, we were out in Boston. I was kind of like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this. And, you know, but who's going to, I'm not Tom Brady. Like, who's going to recognize me? And I think she drove my truck. I used to drive the big, you know, had like 35-inch wheels, 8-inch lift, the biggest truck in Boston.
Yes.
She drove it to practice one day. Yeah. I was like, babe, I don't know if that was probably the right move, but.
Big truck, small D, that's what they say.
Yeah, you know, it's about
symbol. I don't say it, but.
You just did.
Yes, I did.
He just told us that big noses mean that you have a big downstairs.
Well, that's
as well.
What science said it. Well, I didn't tell you that. That's a new determination.
Big hands, big gloves.
No, he says the hands don't matter.
Yes. No, the hands don't matter.
What is the, if you could, for those who, to be honest,
Greg spends an inordinate amount of time thinking about other men's Johnsons.
For those that are aspiring long snappers, maybe listening right now, what is the single key, if you were going to suggest the single key to being a successful long snapper, what would it be?
Oh, it's
is it velocity? Is it
no.
Is it grip?
I mean, obviously repetitions that you got to do it a bunch in weather. You got to do a bunch in with wet balls. You got to do it with, you know, in situations. But I think it's placement, you know, because a lot of times you could have the fastest snap in the world, but if it's off to the side or low, it throws the punter's rhythm off. So I always prided myself on a tight spiral in placement.
It's the accuracy of everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I used to, you know, I can say this now because I'm retired, but I used to win thousands of dollars throwing these things in buckets, and I turned off a light switch one time in the locker room. Like, you know, in a couple tries. It wasn't like the first try on some of these things, but
you were able to snap a ball and shut a light switch off.
Yeah, yeah. I had witnesses too. It wasn't just like me doing it and now telling the story.
You won like $5,000 for that, I hope.
Well, from Tommy, I might have won something, but you know, that's for off mic. But we, I would always have a ball with me. Ironically, like cruising the beach in California or messing around. You know, I'd have one in my truck, and guys would inherently say, "Hey, see if you can hit that stop sign from 20 yards away." Uh-huh. And so, we'd come out when Dable was there. We'd just call it the aim game. We'd be out pre-practice, and like, "Hey, man, hit his knee 3 times." You know, and I'd get it, or put it on his left shoulder twice. You know, and I'd miss a few times, but that helped me kind of find that placement and know. Yeah. how I had to let the ball go to put it where I wanted.
And talk about job security. If you can do it and you can do it well, you'll do it for a long time in
Cardona.
The NFL. Yeah, you'll do it for a long time. This is, you know, probably one of the most job secure, you know, places to be when you're thinking about in the NFL is the long snap.
Well, you just, no one wants to do it either. There's only 32 of us, and everyone gets out in the practice like, that's easy, I could do it. But when it really comes down to it and it's 6 inches of snow and it's time to, you know, kick a 48-yard field goal, no one really wants that job.
It's all about practice.
Yeah, it's practice.
And also, I'm sure that when Wiggy started talking in the locker room, you would just go outside and practice to get away from him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they were in their own little section anyways of practice.
Yeah.
We used to look over there and go, damn, I should have been a long snapper.
Yeah. Did you have any respect, be honest, for the long snapper?
Well, the long snapper.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
They
were
in
the group of the kickers and everything. They were over there.
Just be honest.
We were working. We didn't look at them as football players.
Oh,
listen, though. That's why I wore a 60s number, right? I played O-line in high school and college, started every year, and so I got demoted to be just the long snapper, but I kept a 60s number, so I felt like I was
kind of part
with
of
the fat boys and kind of with them. But obviously, I'm standing over there half the time. I'm like, what really am I doing right now?
And we look over there and go, damn, I wish I was a long snapper right now. You got to listen to this and listen to that and scream. So it's like, it's fun, though. But
I think the long snapper did pretty damn good for himself going home with the cheerleader. Right?
I mean, they put us right there next to him. So, you know.
This is their fault.
It's bound to happen.
This is not my fault.
That's the best thing about
it. You are very close to Tom. How do you think he's going to do on television?
I think he's going to be great. I mean, obviously television, and I'm probably, you probably figured this out, is like, you can't play the middle for the longest time you want to, but it's really what sets guys aside, because Teddy was that way for a long time. Just play down the middle, play down the middle.
Because you're reluctant to criticize
right,
guys.
And that's what some guys don't go into the media for. You don't want to criticize, but I think Tom's perspective on a lot of things, I don't even think he's going to go that route. It's more like the tactics of it and, you know, get into his head about situational stuff, which is like what Bill does.
If you can just be yourself, and Tom obviously does that, and if he criticizes from the place of like, oh, here's how I would criticize me if I messed up, I think that's, you know, that's the best way to do it, and guys don't feel it as being that bad.
But you don't think he's going to hold back? Like, during games, I think he'll call people out if they need to be called out.
I think he will, because that's what people want to hear, because they know that, you know, he'd call himself out.
Right.
You know?
Does it surprise you, when it comes to Bill, how much he is doing?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah. I mean, the guy goes
is it like
from
a shock?
No media to now four shows or whatever.
Right?
But maybe that's what his plan was all along. Like, I'm going to hide this stuff until the very end, and then I'm going to come out
and get paid for
and
it.
Kill it.
And kill it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Did you talk to him I'm sure you talked to him at Tom Brady night.
At the roast. Well, we talked at the roast.
Oh, you talked to the roast. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were there at the roast.
Yeah, that was savage is what that was.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that was cool just to see everybody. But it was a cool moment as well, like the whole toasting with Kraft and, like, I mean, that was real tequila. You know?
Yeah. it was real tequila.
Oh, yeah. That was tequila straight a lot of the times. But it was fun, and you got a chance to see him. And it's different now when you see him, right? It's like on the field. It's like the emperor walking around. Like, you don't want to look him in the eyes.
Right.
And then you get off field, you get retired. It's like, hey, LP, what's
and he's
up?
Like,
how's
great.
The family?
And he's like a completely different guy.
He really is a completely different guy.
Were you afraid of him?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a ton of product to put out there to judge. So, you know, in punt team one day, it might be 10 snaps.
Right.
In a game, it might be 8. So, like, I have limited chances for error. So I felt I was here 9 seasons. I felt every day I was getting cut.
Pressure is crazy.
I couldn't even buy a house for a long time. It's like, I've signed a 5-year deal. I'm not buying a house because I might be gone tomorrow. Yeah.
Did you feel like you got screwed in Dynasty?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think Bill did?
Oh, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
You think Bill did?
I think that was a con job, honestly. Yeah. I mean, the Dynasty, a lot of guys will look at that and say, but not the whole story came out. It was exactly what a lot of these kind of big corporate media do. They try to push a narrative and fit everyone. I mean, Jules said he sat in a chair for 6-7 hours and only got like 30 seconds on camera.
Because, you know, drama sells. That's
it
what they,
sells.
That's what they want to hear.
The first two episodes, though, man, that brought me back.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, my kids are crying. Like, Dad, there you are.
That's it. Those are the only episodes we need to watch.
Yeah.
You too. That's it. After the first two episodes, it goes downhill. You don't need to watch anything else.
I'm always interested, Lonnie, guys on that team that changed everything, not just with the Patriots, but Boston sports really shifted when the Patriots won that championship and then led to that you had something special. Like, was it only after you won the Super Bowl? Was it at a point during that regular season? When did you think the Patriots, who had no expectations, were a team that could actually, you know, do a snow angel in the divisional playoff game?
Man, I hadn't remembered a lot of that stuff, and I was watching the old footage and the narratives, you know, so you don't try to play into that stuff when it's in real time. And then looking back, and obviously the drama of Drew and Tom, and then, you know, the vets stepping up for Tom to just be like, hey, man, just, okay, we're going with you, and let's pick up our game and not put too much pressure on him. I thought, you know, just rallying around that moment in Boston sports, and obviously with 9/11 and all of the stuff in America, and being the Patriots and be able to, you know, come out on top in the last game of Foxborough Stadium and then in the Super Bowl, that just solidified that, you know, you can do it. Yeah, the next year we didn't make the playoffs, but there was some roster changes and that came along the way. So, I mean, I thought that just that transition from Drew to Tom and standing up for your beliefs, and I think it's this kid, and actually, like, showing toughness, you know, looking back, that was a hard choice to make Tom over Drew. Like, really hard. That could have sent people
Well, because Wiggy was over there saying, you're just the kicker, be quiet.
That's why I didn't look at anything.
You're hanging out with the kickers. Stop. We don't want to hear from you.
We sure would have remembered Lonnie if he had a bad snap on the 48-yard field goal that Finneberry hit.
That was the scariest moment.
I think it's underappreciated.
Yeah.
The role
we make it look easy because that's what we do all day long. And when it does go wrong, people are scrambling. They're snapping on the sideline. Yeah, they're like, the announcers are like, did you see that idiot over there? Yeah, just throw it over his head. And, you know, I remember when I got hurt, it was like a 1 week process to find a guy because there's guys on the street they don't trust. That's why they're on the street.
Did you see that great Patriots short episode on the elementary school teacher? That was the long snapper for the Super Bowl against the Panthers.
Yeah, Kinchin, who sliced his finger open the morning of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was buttering a bagel with a steak knife.
Oh.
And this was the year I tore my ACL. Another guy got hurt. They brought another guy. He didn't make it. And then this guy hadn't played for 3 years.
Yeah.
And,
well, the dude who hit the 66-yard field goal over the weekend was like tried out for an MLS team. I think he was a teacher also, like a chemistry teacher or something like that. Which
we got a lot of
amazing.
Extra time, us specialists.
We got to be able to do
it. Special teams.
Because when somebody gets hurt, like you said, they're scrambling, and then they ask every play, hey, has anybody snapped?
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, like for tight ends, like, I snapped. I was the backup in college. Right. And then it's like a couple snaps seal over. All right, we get to figure something out.
I remember I tore my ACL against the Dolphins when, you know, the snowball game, and Teddy had the pick six. Tore my ACL early third quarter, and I couldn't move, but I'm, like, limping around, and Russ Hochstein's over there strapping his helmet on like I'm going out, because he does it in practice, and Belichick's like, get the hell back! just snap the
back!
Don't even worry about running or nothing!
Get out there!
Because the game has changed now. Like, you can't even touch the long snapper no more.
Yeah.
Back when we played, forget it, but it was like, just as soon as the ball snapped, try to run him over.
It's the easiest. I mean, I got my head between my legs. You know, I ain't even looking at you.
And Tom didn't feel the need to make you put a towel back there or a talcum powder.
And I did some 7-on-7 center stuff, and I put a towel back there.
You put a towel back there for Tom Brady's convenience?
I didn't do the old... you know, coping trick where he'd just go no underwear and see what happens. But.
All right.
Lonnie wanted to stay in the circle.
Yeah.
I think probably if a guy is making contact with you in that area while a football is being snapped, you're always in the circle, I would say. Always. You're
as
always
close
in
as
the
you need to be.
Yeah, as close as you need to be. All right. Well, listen, it's great to see you.
You too.
You're doing a commercial. We should mention you're here doing some commercials for
East Coast Metal Roofing.
East Coast Metal
and,
Roofing.
Just helping my boy Paul out. And
great guy.
You know, like to help those guys out. And we golfed at Big Poppy's event, Marco Island, and had a rip roaring time. So, the more I can do to help all the business leaders here, our community here. I love doing that.
All right, Lonnie Paxton. Yeah. Awesome to see you.
Thank you, brother. All appreciate right. the time, boys.
Now, we'll take girls, please. Oh, God. Don't start that again.
Because as soon as you leave the studio, she's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
I love it.
Yeah. Lonnie believe what
came,
Lonnie said.
Lonnie came in here, said hi, guys. He didn't say hi, girl.
Nope, guys is fine. Guys is encompassing. Gentleman is tough.
That's right.
Just think about it. You were a cheerleader at BC. You missed your opportunity by like a year.
Yeah. Nope. He landed himself a nice one.
No good looking long snappers when you're
No, I did it. I did the quarterback at BC.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, excuse us. Yeah. Oh, I dated the quarterback at BC.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse us.
We're basically an upside down quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
Define dated.
Yeah.
4 years.
We have got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!